The Dragon Detective Agency, The Case of the Wayward Professor, by Gareth P. Jones, read by Candida Gubbins. Chapter 1. Holly stopped by the door and, for a fleeting moment, considered making a run for it there and then. The electronic whirring of a security camera brought her to her senses, its automated sensor detecting her movement. This was not the time. Remember the plan. Holly looked up at the lens, stuck her tongue out at it, and continued down the corridor to the principal's office. The escape would be tonight, but it wasn't going to be easy. William Scrivener's school prided itself on being as inescapable as it was impenetrable. Every corridor was watched by state-of-the-art CCTV cameras, monitored round the clock by a private security service. The best time for an escape was at night, when there were two guards on duty rather than three, and it was easier to hide from the cameras. The problem with a night escape was the external doors, which were opened using coded electronic wristbands. All pupils were issued with non-removable green wristbands, but these were programmed only to open the doors during the day, unlike the teacher's red wristbands that worked round the clock. But even if you got past the cameras, avoided being seen by the teachers who patrolled the corridors, and somehow got through the door, you still had to make it across the school grounds without being picked up by security or smelt by the guard dogs and find a way over, under or through the high wire fence that surrounded the school. Then you were free to begin the 10-mile walk through the large forest to the nearest village, the aptly named Little.